This is 5 Minute Friday!
We've got the one and only Logan Paul. This kid is 20 years old, from Ohio, like myself, and he has literally come on the scene with a vengeance and made so many people captivated by his unique talent. And we're going to dive in and talk about his unique talent today. But for those that don't know who Logan Paul is, he's incredibly popular on Vine with over 9 million followers. Built his following there first, then grew on YouTube and Facebook and now Snapchat. He's one of the most watched people on Facebook last year and has appeared on Law & Order as well as upcoming feature films that are coming out. He's also, again, from Ohio and he's only 20 years old. That's right.
I think it's important not only to look good, obviously, but something about working out and pushing yourself the way I do is like it takes you to another level. So when I'm on set and like something's sort of hard-ish,
you're like, I've been through this every day.
Like, dude, I was doing the scene in the thinning where I had to drown. I don't know if you know this. If you breathe in and then try to sink, you don't sink. Okay,
you float.
Yeah, you float.
So you have to push all the air out.
You have to push the air out. They put weights on me.
Oh my gosh.
And I'm sinking. So I have no air in my lungs. And it's not like a 6-foot pool. It's a 12-foot pool. So
that's
like
terrifying.
Dude, it was.
That's so scary.
It was one of the hardest things I've ever done. And I'm like, I'm very mentally strong, man. But during this, I'm like, why is this so hard for me?
It's challenging, man.
It's all a mental thing. But like, again, it's just like I'm used to pushing myself. So I was able to do it. But it was just difficult.
Imagine. But most people who aren't athletes and don't go through the daily pain and stress that we've gone through, they can't handle that.
Dude, it's like, that's what, like, you know.
Even you couldn't handle it already going through it, but it was like even more challenging.
Yeah.
Do you feel like that gives you an edge being an athlete or being an
100%. So, yeah, another thing, No, this was for a fight scene.
Okay.
And they're like, all right, like, let's see what you got. And
I know karate.
Yeah. My character doesn't throw any punches. They wanted to make him not throw any punches. It's all like knees or like kicks or takedowns. And so I wrestled I did MMA for 4 years. So I did it. And again, it's just like they let me do all the fight scenes, which is awesome.
Amazing.
And then to answer your question furthermore, this is one I think is so important. So every day I wake up, I look myself in the mirror and I say, I will be the biggest entertainer in the world. And I say that 10 times in the morning and I say it 10 times at night right before I go to bed every single day. I read this book, The Secret, and it's all about this. I mean, you know, I'm sure you've read it. Mm-hmm. Like, I will, this will happen. I'm going to. And the more you say it, the more you believe it. And I do believe it. Like, I'm 100% invested in my goal of being the biggest entertainer in the world, and nothing will stop me from getting there. Not a girl, not friends who might be a distraction. Like, that's my goal, and I make sure to do that every single day. And then even like when I say it now, and when I say it in front of people, they're like, I'm like, come on, this guy, he's a Vine star right now. Like, I don't care. This is great. I'm 20 years old, dude. In 2 years, no one's gonna know me as a Vine star. But when you say it, when you tell people, I'm going to be the biggest entertainer in the world, they, like, in the back of my mind, I was like, come on, like, but the more you say it, the more you believe it, and the more you get used to saying it, the more other people are like,
you're attracting.
Wow, homeboy means it. Homeboy means it. So
that's great.
Yeah,
man.
Those are like the two rituals.
So you read The Secret and you started doing that after reading that?
So I read like a little bit. I think it might have been actually an audio book. Uh-huh. I read like enough to get that
concept.
Yes. And then
just started practicing.
Doing it. Because in high school, believe it or not, I did the same thing.
Wow.
It was, I will be more successful than anyone I know. Whatever that means. I will be more successful than anyone I know.
Mm.
And now I am. Like,
right.
I know it sounds bad, but
sure.
There's not another kid from my high school or that I knew
growing up.
Yeah, that is like doing the stuff I'm doing now. And like, it's super cocky, but like my goal is always like, hey, I need to make this happen and I want to be successful. I just want to accomplish my goals.
You're not going to be successful not believing in yourself.
Exactly.
You've got to have such belief and certainty that it's going to happen. Otherwise, you're going to falter somewhere. Writing down every single day what you will create that day, what you're going to become in your life, looking in the mirror, saying these things.
So important, man. Yeah. And like, you're going to feel dumb doing it, but eventually you'll stop feeling dumb and you look at yourself and you're like, wow, I believe this. And then it's like, wow, this is going to happen.
It's certainty and belief.
Belief. Just believe it, dude. That's why my friends and I joke about it. That's why, like, rappers who, like, aren't even in the game yet. Like, I have a couple friend rappers. They all rap like they have $1 million, $2 million, $3 million, crazy cars, girls everywhere. Like, they don't. But they rap like they do, and they believe it. And that's the life they want. And then it happens.
It's going to start attracting and happening.
Yeah.
What are things that you do that are non-negotiable for you that you must do? Working out, looking in the mirror, saying that you'll be the best entertainer, or the biggest entertainer in the world. Is there anything else you do that you feel like has been crucial to your success, or that's really separated you from all your peers doing this?
This is the cliche answer, but again, you need to hear something like 7 to 40 times to actually start believing it. You got to work harder than anybody else, dude. Mm-hmm. Like, when I work out at night, so I won't go to the LA parties. Those poppin' LA parties and the clubs.
I don't go to clubs. I don't drink alcohol. I've never
Can't
been
do
drunk.
It. You've never been drunk?
Never been drunk.
Good for you.
I am so committed to working harder, to working at night when everyone's partying. Like, sounds like what you do as well. Working out at night, whatever it takes, man.
Dude, that's awesome. Yeah. That's great.
So you don't go to the parties. You're not in that.
Don't go. Don't drink. Don't smoke. Don't do any of that.
That's great.
And I work out at night. Like, I'll go maybe on a Saturday or Sunday just because I like being social. And I'm not like, and especially as an actor, I feel like it's important for me to just learn and see and observe everything. But yeah, I work out at night, so I'm not distracted by the LA parties.
Mm-hmm. Dude, I'll have to come and join you one night.
Dude, seriously.
We're both working out.
Seriously, let's do it. Let's do it, dude. But yeah, just it's so important to work. To work hard.
Yeah.
And that goes
consistently building that momentum
throughout
right?
the day. Yeah.